Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's your stat. I'm glad Brennan had it. 1970. I was wrong. I said 75. 75 was the other one with the two sweeps. So,
glad someone's putting in the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you, I don't know, did you watch any of the game last night?
I didn't.
So, pitching coach comes out to talk to Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings the interpreter with him because he doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
And they're doing the whole thing where, you know, where the pitcher covers his mouth and then the interpreter is covering his mouth. And I'm wondering, does Milwaukee have a Japanese lip reader on staff?
Next level. They should hire one if they didn't. Could you imagine?
Because I'm looking at it going, no one's going to tell. No one knows what this guy is saying.
It's a guy, a Japanese guy in the dugout with binoculars.
Yeah.
Translating the translations.
Yeah, he's
back.
Telling you, come with the fastball.
Curveball's coming.
Yeah. So I just thought that was funny.
And think about this now, because Seattle, who's never made a World Series in their organization, comes home where you know how loud that place was, and we saw it and how rabid they are. They could get their first World Series appearance only to have to face the Dodgers. Good luck. But we'll be left in Tigerland wondering what if, because 15 innings with this Seattle team. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we opened the show talking a little bit about you know who opting out of his contract.
Yes.
You missed it. You can Odyssey Rewind. We have Lions tickets to give away today. These will be for their game against the Vikings on November 2nd. We already gave away all our Monday night tickets. But we have tickets for the Sunday, November 2nd game. And here's how you'll win them. You'll listen this hour for the clues to name that Lion. You'll get three clues. Don't call early. You won't be allowed to win. You have to wait for the sounder. It'll be very obvious. It'll be a big booming voice guy, and he'll tell you to call in, and you'll call in, and you'll name the Lion, and you'll win the tickets. It'll be great. But you need to listen for the clues, and we'll give you them throughout the hour. All right, John, we were talking a little bit about the Lions. I got some ticket texts, and then we'll get into the Wolverines.
Okay.
You made that trip out to Los Angeles.
Yes, I did.
You have many, many thoughts, as do I. Ticket texters, after 6 weeks of football, I think the Lions have a great chance of going somewhere. There are zero dominant teams in the league. We may have lost to the Chiefs, but I feel really good about our chances to go all the way. We had the guy call in that called you a big boy.
Yeah.
And he said, the Lions can't win the Super Bowl. And that was my point to him is, well, who can? The Eagles have lost two straight. The Bills have now lost two straight. The Bucks are a great story, and it's going to be a great game Monday. The Lions are 4.5-point favorites. The Lions win that game. And who the hell are you looking at saying is the Super Bowl favorite? It's Detroit.
Right. And at this time of the year, because, you know, you start off the season and you think, okay, and I said, I thought Baltimore had the most talented roster. Obviously, wrong in regards to performance.
Yeah.
And then who was next? Everybody looked at the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen, and they have dropped two in a row. And then you look and say, okay, well, you know, the surprising teams, Indianapolis, did anybody go into the season thinking that Indianapolis was a Super Bowl contender?
No.
And I don't even know that people really believe that right now, even though they're 5-1. Daniel Jones is playing at an extremely high level. The run game is going. Tom mentioned the offensive line, and the defense is top three defense in the NFL.
You know what? I think they're a better version of last year's Vikings. That I think Jones is slightly better. than Darnold as a QB. I mean, you're splitting hairs there. But the fact that
he's a more accurate passer.
Imagine if Darnold had that run game last year.
Right, right. And so you're looking at it going, okay, well, who is at this point the Super Bowl favorite? And I don't necessarily, I think it's a wider field coming out of week six than maybe we've seen in some time, because the Chiefs aren't out of it.
No, and I think they're going to get better. They're getting Rashee Rice back. They may end up winning the AFC again. I mean, that's what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's imperative for Buffalo to get their act together and preserve home field. Yeah. To get to host the AFC title at their house could be a swing in that series that has gone one way in the postseason.
Yeah, because I think most of us believe, and I don't know, who is it that Buffalo plays this week? I'm trying to pull it up right here. They've got a bye week, and then they play at Carolina. But New England, I know, is playing Tennessee. And so you can't tell me that Mike Vrabel doesn't want to put it on Tennessee. And Tennessee's just fired their coach. I don't think they get the coaching bump. And with a rookie quarterback, even though it's Drake May's second-year quarterback.
Did you see, when you were looking at Buffalo's schedule, who they play after the bye and after Carolina?
Yeah, they play the Chiefs.
They host the Chiefs, which is going to be such a big game the first weekend of November.
Right.
Another ticket text. You can't put Philly over Buffalo. Buffalo is struggling right now, but Philly may be in the middle of quitting on their season. Big difference.
I agree with that, but I just don't know with some of the guys on that team. And I know there's been a lot of people that are looking kind of cross-eyed at Jalen Hurts right now. I don't think it's Jalen Hurts. I think they're working out the offense. It is a new coordinator. And we talked about that going into this season with the Lions, with John Morton. And now all of a sudden you're looking at, well, they're not getting the ball to A.J. Brown. They're not throwing not running the ball as effectively or as much with Saquon Barkley. So what are they doing offensively is the bigger question.
Lions are not in the top six, John. They are second in their division, and they failed to score 20 points in two of the six games. They haven't beaten one winning team. What do you say to that criticism?
Like I said earlier when I was talking about, you know, you're not going to have a huge swing up or down because this is the NFL. You're going to lose some games. They just lost to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And I think Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the NFL. He's going to win some games. And so and to their point, like I'm kind of making their point about them losing to the good teams, but at the time, Baltimore was not a bad team.
Yeah, that's one that I'll continue to fight, and maybe it's in vain, but I still think Baltimore's going to make the playoffs, and I still think the Baltimore team Detroit beat was a good Baltimore team. The Baltimore team that's played the last couple weeks, not a good team.
That Chiefs win reminds me of when the Patriots had some slower starts during their dynasty, like early in the season, and then they started to get right. Like, you have the best coach, and you have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not a problem losing to that, okay?
Nope.
No, especially in Arrowhead. I mean, you're talking about some of the tougher places to play, and that's why, you know, when I look at the matchups for this weekend, and I'm looking at, you know, Seattle. The Seattle playing the Bucks, and the Bucks losing to Seattle in Seattle. I'm not necessarily looking at that one going, that's a bad loss. I think that's actually a pretty good loss for Tampa.
Texters. Vita Vea has stuffed our run game the past couple seasons. It was so frustrating last year when he went out with the injury that we failed to capitalize. But that is a matchup to watch. We seemingly didn't notice, and we wouldn't run the ball when he went out. I remember that. It also probably led to red zone issues when you're not running the ball well enough.
Right.
Lions have gone over 2 years without a losing streak. I'm not worried about this team. Signed, Don in Southwest Michigan. Let's get to the phones. Greg in Detroit. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. And I just want to say, as we watch and look at the NFL, there's a slow changing of the guard that's happening in the NFL. And the Lions have been leading that change for the last couple of years. And I think that they're poised to go all the way because things are happening in the NFL. Things are shaking up. People are maturing. Teams are growing and maturing. Players are finding themselves. So I really believe there's a changing of the guard that's happening in the NFL, and the Lions are leading that change.
Yeah, I kind of view it the same way. In a wide-open NFL, Lions are as good as anybody.
Yeah, I still think in the AFC, the Bills are going to be one of the teams to beat, even though they've it's been a tough 2 weeks for them. Anytime you've got Josh Allen, it's the same thing as anytime you got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I also think that phone call is harder to make after the Lions lose to the Chiefs because the Chiefs are old guard. They're in the midst of a dynasty with Mahomes and Andy Reid, and you just lost to them. So to change the guard, you got to beat them. But that would be in a Super Bowl, and I would love to see the Lions get a rematch.
I would as well. The biggest question is going to be how do they match up with Tampa Bay? Mm-hmm. And how do they find a way to slow down Baker Mayfield?
It's going to be a big story. We got Dan Campbell joining us at 8 o'clock. Lions head coach will give us some perspective ahead of that matchup on Monday night. We're playing Name That Lion this hour. I'll give you your first clue. I played for and coached for the Detroit Lions.
Oh.
Clue number one, I played for and coached for the Detroit Lions. John, I want to get some of your thoughts on Michigan football coming up next. The biggest issue right now, they've got two losses. Any shot at the playoff is now hanging in the balance. It's 97-1. Going to the dentist doesn't have to be a pain. I know a lot of people dread going to the dentist. You don't have to with Brightside Dental. The Brightside experience. No lectures about what you're doing wrong. It's a comfortable, painless experience. If you got to get some work done, I've had cavities filled. They'll numb me up. They'll communicate every step of the process. Really not a big deal. 9 Metro Detroit locations, including one right around the corner from you. New patients. You get a $35 new patient special that'll cover your exams and your x-rays. And the key, there are no hidden fees. So make an appointment, get back in that routine, 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. It's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock. Be there. We'll check in with the head coach. John, Michigan football. What was that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
You had a long flight back. What was rattling around the head, and where are you at today?
I was surprised that we got as manhandled as we did on both lines of scrimmage. I think some of the offensive line issues are just a lack of consistency and a little bit of fool's gold when you look at, you know, what we did against the Chips and running for over 300 yards. Well, if you make some mistakes, you got a running back in Justice Hayes and even Jordan Marshall that can make some of those guys miss and still go for a lot of yards. And even against Nebraska, I think there was some fool's gold there. Started to wear down Wisconsin a little bit. And when the passing game got going against Wisconsin, that's when the running game started to open up. And that's because they started dropping extra guys out of the box. So I was not necessarily surprised at the struggles offensively, but I was really surprised that they were able to run for over 200 yards against this defense. And it was, like, I thought the plan was good. There were just too many guys with missed assignments, too many guys out of position, too many guys trying to play the hero and make a play versus following the plan on defense.
Bigger concern, the defense or the offense not getting going?
Bigger concern, but that's a tough question to answer because I would say defense,
yeah,
because that's something that you felt like you could hang your hat on.
Yeah, it's one thing if, okay, Haynes gets hurt. I got a freshman quarterback on the road. Some things break down. The defense, that was jarring to me to see them give up 225 yards rushing in the game. Like, I don't remember the last time Michigan was run over that way. Like, I started looking it up, and I know there was a year, the COVID year, where Wisconsin just bullied them and pummeled them, but that was 5 years ago. You know, I mean, that's one thing that I didn't expect. If you would have told me Michigan went out to the West Coast and lost to USC, I wouldn't have been shocked to see the way they lost the game did catch me off guard.
Well, and it was both the pass and the run because they basically did what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. Michigan didn't force them to be a passing team, didn't force them to be a running team by taking away one or the other. And then even late in the game when one of the things that Michigan does well is rush the passer. The problem is, and we saw it with Wisconsin, if that ball is in and out of the quarterback's hands, you're not going to get a chance to get home.
Right.
So you got to do a couple of things. One is, hey, if you're not going to get home, you've got to be able to get some batted balls. Guys aren't getting their hands up. The timing isn't going off for them. Hey, I'm not going to get home. Hands up. The second thing is, if you're not going to get home with the pass rush, then maybe you only rush four or you rush three and you drop an extra guy into coverage and take away some of those short routes, some of those quick routes, but they never did that.
Well, here becomes the problem too. Like, the season's not over. It's two losses, but their back's against the wall now. Washington this week, MSU, Purdue, Northwestern, Maryland. Like, there's not a lot of chances to really show that you fixed it until Ohio State.
Well, you're correct. There is a path to show this week that you've adjusted defensively.
This is the toughest game they're going to play until Ohio State, yes?
Damond Williams, their quarterback, now, okay, it's against Rutgers, but he threw for over 400 yards and ran for 138.
He's a dual threat young quarterback. He's starting
dynamic
to really crest. He's starting to kind of hit his stride.
Mm-hmm. And they've got three really good receivers, two freshmen, and one vet, Denzel Boston, who's David Boston's son.
He's going to be an NFL player.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. And makes acrobatic catches. He's a tremendous athlete and adjusts in the air as good as anybody in the country.
But you agree, if Michigan loses one more game, they will not make the college football playoff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So they have to run the table.
They've got to run the table, and they've got to find a way to recover, recoup, and get after it this weekend in the big house. And then, you know, all of the other games should be, quote unquote, should be wins.
On paper, anyway.
And so you've got, I mean, the battle against Michigan State, which is, people say whatever they want, but that's going to be a fist fight. It absolutely is. I don't care where Michigan State is right now. If they lost to UCLA at home, that's going to be a fist fight. And then you've got Northwestern, Purdue, Maryland. And Maryland has a dynamic young quarterback. And so, yeah, it's you're looking at those games and say, well, they should be wins. But if they play the way they think it's USC, you could see a path to two or three more losses in that span of five games. And then you've got Ohio State. And I know that there was a path to victory last year. But I think this Ohio State team is playing more physical than we've seen Ohio State teams play in the past.
248-539-9797. Ticket texters. Think about this. Michigan gave up 225 yards on the ground to a Lincoln Riley football team.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst coach team since a certain coach who didn't wear a headset. I'm not saying Sharon is as bad as Hoke, but it's been a year and a half and he hasn't gotten better as a coach.
Well, the team is not performing like that. I mean, he's a tremendous recruiter, but you got to find a way to develop that talent.
Yeah, Ticket Texters with their thoughts says, MSU's broke bleep team at least put up 31 on USC. Only 13 for Michigan is pathetic.
It is. And that's what happens when you don't see, when you're not keeping your eyes up on an offensive line and you're not looking at linebackers, you're not recognizing things that should be taken care of, and you let a guy run through a B-gap. And you're just not aware of what's going on.
As I'm looking at the ticket text, we have people guessing name that line. Again, you can't win by texting right in the name. But I'll give you the second clue.
Okay.
I was a two-time Pro Bowler with the Detroit Lions. We play Name That Lion, a chance to win Lions tickets for their game against the Vikings. Clue number two, I was a two-time Pro Bowler with the Detroit Lions. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Randazzo Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. So this is pretty cool. This year's Arts, Beats, and Eats generated the biggest charitable donation in its 28-year history,
wow,
which is pretty cool. So festival organizers just announced that they're contributing more than $400,000 to Southeastern Michigan organizations with money raised during this year's event. So the funds will be distributed to nearly 80 groups across the region, including more than $150,000 for organizations there in Royal Oak. They say the money was generated through some of the ticket fees and beverage sales, along with the festival's community initiatives. This year, about 340,000 people attended the festival, which is 15% more than last year. So pretty cool. Great weather.
Oh, yeah.
Really played into it. So a lot of people got down there, which is pretty cool. And they say since 1998, which is when Arts, Beats, and Eats started, they've donated more than $8.2 million to area organizations.
Awesome.
So great news. Al Sobotka, the former Red Wings Zamboni driver, who was fired a few years ago after he was caught peeing in an ice drain at Little Caesars Arena. Well, he sued, claiming that that's not actually the reason why he was fired. He claims that it was all age discrimination, that they fired him because he was too old. His lawyer argued that the firing obviously was to replace him with a younger employee. He was seeking $6 million in damages. Well, a jury just ruled against him. They voted 5-2. They just said there wasn't enough evidence, that they all felt bad for this guy, right? They all could feel and have sympathy for him, but they just said, or at least one of the jurors said, that there were no facts there to support that his firing had anything to do with his age.
Yeah, again, I didn't see all that was presented at the trial, but that's kind of what my thought has been this whole time. Like, lousy way for a person to get let go that is a legend that worked there so long.
Yeah.
But hard to prove that it's an age discrimination issue.
But also easy to prove that he violated an HR.
Sure.
He was caught peeing.
And he didn't deny it.
No, he admitted that he did it. I mean, he said that he had a medical condition, which he couldn't hold it. But he did admit to it, and he was caught doing that.
You could say, I wish he would have been given a warning or something formal. Sure. But at the end of the day, like, that's not the same thing as being able to prove age discrimination. It can both be a bad thing that happened to him and not have legal standing, which is what the jury found.
Yep. Police have made an arrest after three family members were stabbed in a Canton home. So police, firefighters, they rushed to this house Tuesday afternoon. They found the three victims who were all rushed to the hospital. The suspect, who was also a family member, was found quickly, was arrested. The story is still unfolding. Like, I don't have a lot of the details, but neighbors say that police have been called to this house a handful of times over the years, and that during this particular incident, there was yelling and screaming that could be heard from outside the house. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like maybe there's a long history.
Domestic issues.
Yeah, man, but it sounds like everyone, I think, actually, I don't know. I might be thinking of another story involving stabbing, but it sounds like their conditions are unknown at the time. Detroit Metro Airport is considering opening up an indoor cigar lounge. So this bar lounge concept would also include food, retail cigars, and then an enclosed cigar smoking area. And obviously, this proposal would also include state-of-the-art like ventilation system, sure, so that, you know, people could go by without having to smell
the smoke. Yeah,
which I think is the biggest concern, because there's a lot of people who don't love this idea because of that reason.
Sure.
That if I choose not to smoke cigars or smoke anything, I shouldn't be exposed to the smoke and smell of cigars, which are is potent.
Yeah, because that's the only question is how do you keep it contained, and it's got to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to get it out of the airport without having anybody
else? I mean, I think if you
else?
Have a great ventilation system, there must be some way. How much will that cost? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
all right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking at the phones. Guys, you can't name that lion yet. You haven't heard the voice guy. You haven't heard your cue to call. Stop bothering Greg back there. You can't win him yet. You got one more clue. You'll have to hear that clue, and then you'll get your chance to name that lion. Coming up next, a chance for the Tigers to right one of their wrongs. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, I turn to my bank. That's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal and financial goals, and they work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. And that's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. And you can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've got the last clue for Name That Lion, but I'm going to make you wait. Sorry, guys. You'll get clue number three. You'll have a chance this hour to call in and name that lion. Listen for the voice guy. Listen for your cue to call. Dan Campbell at 8 o'clock. We're into the Tiger offseason, and they have a chance to right or wrong. John, I'm going to play a drop, and then we're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
Alex Bregman has opted out. Surprise, surprise. He's going to be a free agent. And they can right their wrong. Last year, they pursued him. They offered him a deal, the most guaranteed money of any team. And he countered them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no. And he would go on to have a better year than any Tiger bat. He hit 300 in his three playoff games. Sure would have liked to have that in the old English D. John, I would argue it was a bigger mistake than anything that happened at the trade deadline that they didn't accept Alex Bregman's counteroffer. 6 years, 186 with a one-year opt-out.
Right, and they wanted the two-year opt-out.
Yeah, and they wanted it to only be $170 million, and they wanted to defer money, and he didn't want to defer money. What are we talking about? The difference was $15 million over a six-year deal. You paid Alex Cobb $15 million to throw zero pitches. The biggest mistake Harris made isn't the deadline. It's not accepting and bringing Alex Bregman into the fold. And now, John, we're going to do it all over again.
You got a do-over.
The one that got away is single again. She posted on Facebook. You can pursue it.
So Bregman is going to be the top name because he fills two needs. Third base, right-handed bat.
And contact swing.
Yep.
Doesn't strike out a lot. Pro approach at the plate. He's a Scott Harris dream come true.
Yeah, and it's the consistency at the plate that you need, especially when you're on the heels of the loss and you look at 2 through 5. There was no consistency. There's no consistency in the lineup all season long because that's why AJ always had a new leadoff hitter, always had somebody else at 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, the only consistency was Dingler, 7 or 8, Javi Baez, Parker Meadows at the end of the season. So you knew who the bottom of your lineup was going to be, but you never knew what the top was going to look like because it was all about pitching matchups. Now, moving forward, you're still going to have variance in the lineup because you want to have that ability to go pitching matchups, but you have to have that individual somewhere in the top four that you know can put bat on ball at some point.
When hitters 2 through 5 go 0-23 with 10 strikeouts in an elimination game that spanned 15 innings, I'm going to venture that Alex Bregman would have made contact and would have had a hit in 15 innings. That's a bigger miss than anything that we bitch about with the trade deadline. And now you can fix it. Like, imagine that. Life has given Scott Harris a do-over, a second chance to right the wrong.
And some of it could have just been, contact.
Right.
Being able to, when you get, Kerry Carpenter up and he's got a handful of singles outside of the home run, and you're like, okay, he's on base, but we have nobody behind him that's even moving him forward.
So our question to you is, Alex Bregman, yes or yes? This is the best free agent this team could add. I know you're going to roll your eyes, not this again. Can we just agree this is the top target and the Tigers need to spend what it takes to land him?
And can you get over the fact that he didn't choose you?
Because, look, I know Tiger fans booed him mercilessly this season, and I had no issue with it because he's on the opposite side and it's sports. But let's not get it twisted. You wish he was a Detroit Tiger.
Yes.
And any other argument to the contrary is you and your feelings.
Now you have a chance to get in that sweepstakes again. There are other free agents, and we'll throw out some names here in a moment, but the number one that you should be looking at is Alex Bregman. Because it's not just what he does at the plate. It's not just third base. It's his experience.
John, think about this. The depressing conversation we had about Tarek Skubal yesterday about how if you can't extend him, you probably have to trade him because you're not going all in.
Yeah.
What if you went all in? What if you added Bregman and another bat and said, I'll roll the dice on Skubal. I'll get to the deadline and figure it out. I'm more willing to do it if I have an offseason that justifies it. And at the top of that offseason checklist is Alex Bregman. Now, there are other bats. Bo Bichette hit 300. He's had a really good season two of the last 3 years. He's an infield right-handed bat.
Yeah.
He could play short. You could bump Javi to third. You can get creative.
Yeah.
Some other names out there, John. Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker, who's 29.
AJ Connection had just as many walks as strikeouts. Uh-huh. Pro approach at the plate. It bumps Carey to DH. It puts a big bat in the lineup. Now, he's a lefty, but again, it's not MLB The Show, so I don't think they're going to add Bregman and Tucker, but there's no salary cap, and you aren't currently paying Skubal. Right. If he turns you down, there's a way to still allocate that money and be bold and aggressive and chase a World Series.
Cody Bellinger is another name. Pete Alonso. Yeah. Brought him up earlier. There are a lot of options of guys that are free agents. And another one that you brought up that I think is a great bat and is a great baseball player, Josh Naylor.
Sure. Let him be the dirtbag on our team.
You know, I think it's imperative, though, that this is a right-handed bat. And that's why I said Alonso as the backup plan.
Yeah.
I don't know if Alonso would be interested in taking a huge, you know, kind of a Bregman-type contract from the Tigers where you go $40 million and maybe not quite that much per year, but you give them the opt-out because it's all, if you get Bregman and Alonso, it's all in with Skubal. You're not trading them unless you're terrible at the deadline.
Yeah.
I mean, you really keep your options open. But to me, we're... Jim has been hell-bent on a third baseman for two off seasons in a row. So imagine Chapman or Bregman on this team. They probably do more, but it's just...
They're still playing right now.
For the people who want to argue, well, we don't want to block somebody. No, the need is third base. There is not, you're not blocking anybody. Jace Young is not going to be a good player.
Yeah, who is the long-term system third baseman?
If they're going to try to toy with putting McGonagall there, which they say he can play third, but he's the shortstop. If you bring Bregman in... He's your third baseman. I would want McGonagall at short to start the season. I don't know if they're going to do that, but I'd love to see it.
And then what you put Javi is like a center field rover.
Keith is at second, Torque's at first.
Yeah.
And you put Javi at center to platoon with Meadows.
To their credit, Colt Keith can play second or third, or I guess first. McGonagall, they're playing at short, third, and second. Javi can play all over. Like, it's if you add a Bregman, those guys can still have roles on the team.
In this world, Matt Vierlein is just a bench guy, or they move him.
Sure.
Zach McKenstry is probably a utility player because he can play all over.
Right. So you just so everyone who's listening can have the same information that we have in regards to, you brought up Jace Young as you don't want to block this guy. And I'm not saying you said that because no one thinks that he's going to be a productive third baseman for the Tigers, especially not on the level of Bregman. But the other guys that are in the system, and we heard about one of them early on, Hau-Yu Lee.
Yeah.
I think everybody would rather have Bregman than Hau-Yu Lee. The other one that is somewhat intriguing, and he plays second and third, but again, I think you would rather have Bregman while he continues to develop, and that's Max Anderson.
Right. And the Tigers are going to run into something this offseason where their farm system's good, and their 40-man roster is going to be really stressed again. Like I'm pretty sure Hau-Yu Lee has to be on the 40-man roster, so someone has to leave it. There's going to be a squeeze.
Yeah.
So rather than have a million young players that you can't keep all of anyway, start getting some solidified lockdown guys. Let's get to Bill in New Baltimore. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I would definitely go after Bregman. Trade Skubal at the winter meetings. And what do you do about second base now? Because Torres was only a one-year deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, I would think Colt Keith.
I
know it's not inspiring.
I don't like it.
I know.
I don't like it. Now, Polanco from Seattle was on a one-year deal for $8 million, but he's got a player option.
He'll opt out, especially after a big postseason. One last payday for him. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Bill, you mentioned something interesting there. Now, if you go get Bregman, why does that automatically trigger the Skubal trade? Because if you have him and you're starting to put together a lineup that might be a little bit more potent, why not keep Skubal and go for the series this year?
John, they're not signing him.
I understand that, but that wasn't my question. This is a one shot at the World Series with Skubal. You got a better chance with Skubal than without.
I agree with you, but in other words,
Bill, you'd be saying I'm going to lose him for quote nothing, but I think I got a real shot to win a World Series. I don't feel that way without Alex Bregman or an impact bat, and call it two.
Yeah,
I mean, if they told me, hey, I'm adding Bregman and Naylor.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I will roll the dice on Skubal that he could leave because I feel like I'm a real World Series contender.
Yeah.
But if it's, hey man, we found like a platoon bat and we brought, you know, another arm in, yeah, and we're just kind of
smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, like at that point you trade Skubal and you don't risk losing him for nothing. So it's all kind of connected and interconnected for the Tigers. I got your third clue for Name That Lion. I won a Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf. Clue number three to win Lions tickets for their game against the Minnesota Vikings. I won a Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf. It's 97-1. You heard the guy. Here's your chance. And while you're racking your brain trying to solve that, who is that Lion calling win those tickets? Let's talk about your roof. And let's be honest, you're probably not planning for a new one. You know what that costs. And it always seems to come at the worst time. The cost can feel overwhelming, but it's why I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Right now, Shaner's making it easier than ever to protect your home with 0% interest financing. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality where you're doing this again in another 5 to 10 years. You're going to get the good stuff, and you're going to get that 0% interest financing for 5 years. The quality roof you need today without the stress of the upfront payment. Shaner's not some fly-by-night company. I mentioned 30 years, 4.9-star Google rating, thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about their professionalism, craftsmanship, and customer care. So if your roof's leaking, if it's aging, if you just know, hey, it's been a minute, it's been too long, get that peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to mymichiganroof.com/zero. That's mymichiganroof.com/zero, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability. Dan Campbell, 8 o'clock. We have a winner for Name That Lion.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin and Livonia want a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the Vikings Sunday, November 2nd, and a pair of passes to the Lions VIP tailgate. That's at Eastern Market from the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is back by Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat, open bar, 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. The clues, three of them. I played for and coached for the Detroit Lions. Uh-huh. I was a two-time Pro Bowler with the Lions. I won a Super Bowl with the greatest show on turf. John, that Lion is?
Dre Bly.
It's Dre Bly.
Hmm. Good. What? Nice job.
Yeah.
We got giving away. I love giving away these tickets. And I love how we're doing it, too, because we get to highlight some past, you know, quote-unquote classics.
We have people wondering when you're going to be that Lion.
Oh.
You are eligible.
I am eligible because I am a former Lion.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe one of these.
We'll have to figure out some tough clues.
Maybe TJ one of these weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I go week to week. I don't know who next week is yet.
Somebody guessed Joe Schmidt on Ticket Tech. He played on the greatest show on turf.
They may have heard an earlier clue.
They didn't have turf.
Or light.
Right.
Domes.
Was it televised?
Yes. Probably not.
Ticket text before we get to Dan. We brought up Bregman. He is opting out of his deal. He will be available. He would have been the best bat on the Tigers last year. He would have made a difference in the postseason. It's a bigger blunder than anything that happened or didn't happen at the trade deadline. And now they could pursue him all over again. And I know people are saying stuff like this. You guys are obsessed with him. It's an ex-girlfriend that won't stop calling. Give it up, cookies. I think some people have chosen to have like a mental block when it comes to what actually happened last offseason. The Tigers wanted him badly. He was complimentary of Detroit, both before he signed and after he signed.
And it sounded like we were about a half hour away from that happening.
Detroit offered him 6 years, $171 million. It was the most guaranteed money available. And at the time, we all said, well, what are you going to do? You gave him the best offer. Well, it was then reported, Evan Petzl to the Free Press, and he even came on our show and talked about it, that Scott Boras and Alex Bregman countered that offer with something they would accept. And no, it wasn't $500 million. They gave him two choices. 7 years, 200, no opt-outs, boom, done, clean. Nobody wants to do that? Fine. 6 years, 186 with a one-year opt-out. Tiger should have done that deal. The difference was $15 million over 5 years. The difference was Alex Cobb.
They didn't want to do the second year buyout. Well, now we're a year farther along, so now you do the 1 year buyout because this thing has still always been about 2027 in Scott Harris's mind. You don't mess up 2027 and prospects or anything by doing this now. You give them the opt out, you're probably keeping Scoobal. If you sign Bregman, you're not trading him at the winter meetings. If you stink at the deadline, you move Scoobal then.
Right. Yeah, it allows you to feel like we can go for it this season.
Yeah, to me, okay, so here's the deal. I looked it up. MLB free agency starts at 5 o'clock on November 4th. That's just like a couple weeks away, right after the World Series ends. You know, to me, what you can't do is let it play out, John, this year.
Right.
We got the Twitch feed up there, and then somebody said, wait, Bregman talk all the way till April again. No, 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 no. You need to be hyper-aggressive when free agency begins and let this out, let it be known, we're going after him. Mm-hmm.
Ticket text, find someone who gets bricked up about you the way Jim gets bricked up about Alex Bregman every year. Mac in Novi.
Are you bricked up?
If they add Bregman and Naylor.
Heather.
You hate that drop.
I love Heather's response every time.
It was the timing, that voice.
It's how he says it, too.
Yeah, it's how he says it.
Or as you would say. I'm not the only one. Ticket Tech says if they add Bregman and Naylor, I'm buying season tickets, Roy and Clarkston. Tech says, Scoobal is signed or traded before the season starts. If he starts the season without a contract, it's malpractice. This was the year to go all in with Scoobal, 25, not 2026. To get the most out of him, you now have to trade him, Randy in Livonia.
Jim, question. If they sign Bregman, will you buy his jersey and wear it that day?
Sure.
I don't know if you can turn it around that quick.
That quickly, but sure, I don't have a current Tiger jersey. If this is a commitment that doesn't have a one-year opt-out, it's an easier decision. But yeah, sure, I'll get a Bregman jersey.
You get the Motor City one?
Well, I hate the Motor City jersey. I hate those jerseys.
Since you hate them, will you get it, since your dream finally came true?
I would get a classic Tiger jersey with Alex Bregman's number. This one says, I actually agree with Harris not giving him that counter. If we're taking 6 years for a will-be 32-year-old, I would pass every time.
He's 32 now, 31 at the time. So, I mean, you are talking about a year difference in a player's career that I think will make a difference.
Well, and that's funny, though, because if the Tigers now say, well, we're unwilling to give the long-term deal, it's all the more reason they should have done it a year ago when he was a year younger and would have contributed. They declined his counteroffer, which was not crazy unrealistic. They made that mistake. Yeah. And I think it's a bigger mistake than any mistake they made at the trade deadline, because there wasn't a Bregman available at the deadline.
No, there wasn't. There were some other bats available, and as we heard at the press conference, that didn't perform down the stretch as some arms maybe did here. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole press conference again, but it comes down to whether it's Bregman or it's Kyle Tucker or it's Bo Bichette, and I do think that the two best options are either Bregman or Bichette.
Is Suarez off the board because of Harris's comments?
There's always a price, right? I don't have to give up Melton this time, and if it's a short-term deal. Although he is a big swing and miss guy, and I think that may have turned him off too.
Yeah, I mean, he was only, 10 strikeouts shy of Riley Green on the season?
Also hit more home runs than Riley Green from August on.
Right.
More home runs than Kerry Carpenter from August on. More home runs than Torkelson from August on.
He hit more home runs than all those guys from March on.
Yeah. But I'm saying from the deadline he underachieved and was a bag of bones and you shouldn't have pursued him, paraphrasing the Scott Harris.
Do you think he would have helped the Tigers in the...
Today's coverage is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You know the answer to that question. Dan Campbell next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.